Hey, keep it down, will you? Groaned Zigzag. I'm trying to watch TV. Stanley glanced uncertainly at Zigzag, who was staring very intently at the busted television screen. The warden greeted the boys at breakfast the next morning and went with them to the holes. Four dug in the holes, and three tended to the wheelbarrows. Glad you're here, X-Ray, she said to him. We need your sharp eyes.
The warden said, Glad you're here, X-Ray. We need your sharp eyes. That's pretty funny because X-Ray has already told Stanley that he has bad vision. The warden doesn't know that Stanley was really the one who found the gold tube and that they are digging in the wrong place. Now we know why X-Ray snapped at Stanley on page 64. X-Ray knew that the warden has hidden cameras, and he didn't want the warden to find out that he didn't really find the tube. Did you notice that Stanley made a mental note of where he found that tube? That was smart. He might need that information later on. Let's continue on page 73 with the fourth paragraph, which begins, Stanley spent more time.
Stanley spent more time pushing the wheelbarrow than digging, because he was such a slow digger. He carted away the excess dirt and dumped it into previously dug holes. He was careful not to dump any of it in the hole where the gold tube was actually found. He could still see the tube in his mind. It seemed so familiar, but he just couldn't place it. He thought that it might have been the lid to a fancy gold pen. KB could have been the initials of a famous author. The only famous authors he could think of were Charles Dickens, William Shakespeare, and Mark Twain. Besides, it didn't really look like the top of a pen. By lunchtime, the warden was beginning to lose her patience. She made them eat quickly so they could get back to work. If you can't get them to work any faster, she told Mr. Sir, then you're going to have to climb down there and dig with them. After that, everyone worked faster, especially when Mr. Sir was watching them. Stanley practically ran when he pushed his wheelbarrow. Mr. Sir reminded them that they weren't Girl Scouts.